Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and we have the honor and pleasure today to have Dr. Hank Wesselman, who is a paleontologist, and he is here sharing ancient Hawaiian spiritual secrets from his book, The Bowl of Light. And I have been talking about this book over the last week with all of my friends. It's really a beautiful piece of work. Welcome, Hank. Just a wonderful
Thank
piece
you.
Of work.
Wonderful to be here, CJ. Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, and I also welcome Holly Makua, who I know is spirit is here with us as we do this segment to join us as well.
Yeah, he does tend to listen in.
If only he could call in.
Well,
he'll call in through you.
You never know.
So this book is incredible because I've read literally probably now hundreds of spiritual books. And usually they focus on one topic. And what I love about this book is it focuses from everything, from the beginning of life to how to live life, why you're here on earth, your role on earth, the societal implications. It spans everything. And it, to me, it really actually help gel a bunch of concepts. And it's the logic hangs tight. You can read this book and it's like, okay, this all makes logical sense to me. And it, because it follows so many spiritual truths that are in so many different spiritual paths that I've seen. So anyways, it's a beautiful piece of work. And I wanted to start off with, let's start off with something small, like the creation of the universe.
Well, you know, my wife Jill and I were brought into connection with Holly Makua quite by accident. Mm-hmm. I was in Hawaii in 1996. This is the year after my first book, Spirit Walker, was published. A lot of people have read that book, so I mention it because Holly Makua, the kohuna, had read it. Now, Holly Makua was a seventh-generation direct descendant of King Kamehameha through his mother's side. And he was a seventh-generation direct descendant of High Chief Keua from his father's side. And in Polynesia, where your genealogy is everything, this made him a very important person. In fact, he was a chief. And, you know, I could just come out and say he was a high chief.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Makua had read my book, Spirit Walker. And so here I was talking at this institute in Waimea on the Big Island at Christmas time in 1996. And Makua shows up to sort of check me out to see if I'm real. Now, this was a little unnerving. You know, I'm just about to give my talk, and this man walks into the room, and he's a head taller than me, and I'm 6 feet tall.
Wow.
And he's got this big beard down his chest and this big white ponytail down his back and a big carved walking stick in front of him. And, you know, he comes
in. He even looks like a god.
Well, you know, listen, I'd heard about this guy, Makua, as he's generally known, for years. But I'd never met him. I mean, you know, look, you just can't call these people up on the phone because, for starters, kahunas don't talk on the phone as a rule. So, you know, he comes and he settles in and I give my talk, which on that day was focused on the transformational community. It was about us, about you and I and all the people who listen to your show and read our books. It was about this new community which is taking form in the Western world, among whom a new spiritual complex is coming into being. So in talking about this, I watched Makua following my train of thought, you know, smiling when I, you know, talked about something that was familiar to him, looking thoughtful when I brought up something new to challenge my listeners. And at the end of my talk, I began to get this very strong feeling that he'd come specifically to say something. Well, I had 50 people in the room. And so I looked over and I said, Makua, I'm getting this feeling that there's something that you'd like to say. Would it be correct protocol for me to invite you to speak? See, I didn't know what the protocol was.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're addressing indigenous elders, there is always a protocol. And we Western people don't know what it is. Well, he forgave me immediately. And he looked at me and he kind of blanked out. I watched him sort of dissociate, to use a Western term, very briefly. And then he reappeared. It wasn't like he disappeared in ordinary reality. It's like he was momentarily gone, and then he came back.
Mm.
And I was realizing what he was doing. He was checking in with the spirits who advise him, because he was a shaman. So he looks at me across the room, and he said, you know, a friend of mine sent me your book, Spirit Walker, and I read it. Silence in the room. I mean, this is the moment of truth. He said, I read it again just to make sure I got it right. And then I went down to the beach, and I took your book, and I put it down on the sand, and I called in my ancestors, and we had a talk about you.
No pressure.
Silence. I mean, you know, I was preparing myself to be condemned because, you know, the Hawaiians don't like it when outsiders write about their spiritual traditions.
Yep.
Like the Native Americans, the same thing. So he's watching me this whole time, and he said, the ancestors asked me what your name is, and I told them that your name is Wesselman. Hank Wesselman. And then he smiled. And he said, ancestors told me I wasn't pronouncing it right, your name right. They said, your name is actually Vesselman, that you're a vessel like the canoe. Now, I'm saying that from a place of sharing, not from a place of ego.
Mm-hmm.
But he's watching me, and he said, I'm slowly going into shock. And he said, listen, don't worry. We Hawaiians don't talk. Well, don't write. We talk, and we share what we find in our hearts with each other. But in your tradition, it's the and it's correct to write books and things and tell stories. And so I'm here to say to you that everything that you wrote in your book, Spirit Walker, is true. And
wow.
We Hawaiians need to support you. Keep spreading the word. You're making my job easier.
Hmm.
So, like, everybody went into shock on this one because, you know, it's so rare when an indigenous elder endorses an outsider.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so this was the beginning of a very interesting friendship, and it extended over the last years of this man's life, the last 8 years. And during this time, Hale Makua would come as a visiting elder to the workshops that my wife and I would teach in Hawaii. We would draw people together a couple times a year for these advanced trainings in the mystical tradition. You know, these workshops are really about bringing people into connection with their inner sources of wisdom and power for healing and problem solving. And in the traditional world, this is known as the path of the shaman. So Makua saw that what Jill and I were doing is we were pulling Western people, non-tribal people, into the experience of the path of the mystic. And this really interested in him because he could talk about his experiences. He could talk about his spiritual knowledge. But, you know, bringing people into the direct experience was something that he didn't really fully have under his control. And so during this time, we would invite him to our workshops, and he would come and listen to what we were teaching. And he was aware that we were part of something much larger than ourselves. And, of course, my wife and I had no idea what this was. But during those years, he shared an extraordinary body of knowledge with our workshop participants. And it's this knowledge that I brought forward in my book, The Bowl of Light. I should say that Hale Makua passed in 2004. He was killed in a car accident after spending an entire week with us and a group up in Waimea on the north part of the Big Island. This was a tremendous shock to everybody who knew him because nobody was really willing or ready to be without him. But what happened was, within the next year, he began to appear in my mind, in my consciousness. It was kind of like a credit card swipe going through your mind, an energy. And there he'd be, especially if I was drinking margaritas. He's very fond of margaritas. I thought you'd like that. You know, we would go out and celebrate life together, the three of us, and drink margaritas and eat marvelous meals together. And so sometimes when I would have a margarita there, he would appear in my mind, and we began to have these conversations. So Although I would never claim that The Bowl of Light is a channeled book, in a way this would not be an inaccurate description, because in a way Makua and I wrote this book together. And even my wife, Jill, who was there for most of these conversations, when she finally read the book, she said, "How did you do this? How did you bring this back?" Because we were not allowed to write when he was talking, so we had to remember what he spoke about. That's the indigenous way, oral tradition.
Mm.
You know, you don't write when the elder is speaking. You listen. Because if you're writing, you're not listening. And so this book is an extraordinary book, and Western people are really enjoying it. I've got nothing but praise, you know, from here and there and everywhere, including from members of Makua's family.
Mm.
I'm thrilled that this book came out with his shared wisdom, his shared ancestral wisdom contained within it.
Mm. Well, it's a beautiful piece of work, and I want to talk when we get back from the break about this transformational community and what he saw as the larger thing that was happening, because I think that there is something happening. I don't know if I'm even super conscious of it, but I can feel it. So I want to talk a little bit more about that when we get back. Mahalo to you, Dr. Hank Wesselman, the author of the book, The Bowl of Light. Make sure, East Coast folks out there, make sure to check out Hank's website at www.sharedwisdom.com. He is going to be presenting at the Omega Institute, New York, on June 29th to July 1st. And then he is going to be doing a Vision Seeker workshop on July 1st through the 6th. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then friend us on Facebook at the Fired Up with CJ page and get all sorts of great information on upcoming shows. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane Geer from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, and thank you for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Dr. Hank Wesselman, who is the author of the book, The Bowl of Light, and he is sharing some ancient Hawaiian wisdom with us here today. And in the first segment, he was talking about the transformational communities that are beginning to take hold now, and how that took note, that how the person that he worked with, Halemakua, Chief Halemakua, would you call Chief? Yeah, was noticing that something was happening during his observations of Hank's gatherings. And I want to talk a little bit more about what you think he saw and what you see as part of these transformational communities and the opportunity that we have.
Well, you know, he was aware of the fact, and I talk about this in the book, The Bowl of Light, that each one of us lives a life through a primary role. Now, these roles are something which the Michael material have explored. There's an archangel or a higher being, an oversoul called Michael, who's being channeled by a large number of people in the Western world. And Makua was very much aware of this, and he was quite taken with the information because it created a form for something in Polynesian wisdom that he lacked form for. You know, I watched him struggle sometimes to express in English things that he knew so well in Hawaiian to bring them forward. And one of them was the fact that each one of us, you know, lives our life through a primary role. Now, there are seven primary roles, according to Halemakua. The first role is the server, all those good people who are of service to us. The second role is the artist, the artisan. The third role is the warrior. The fourth is the scholar. The fifth is the sage. The sixth is the priest, the priestess, the healer. And the seventh is the chief. You know, and each one of these roles has both a positive and a negative polarity because we live in a dual universe. For example, for the server and the vast majority of souls, according to Halemakua, who are on the planet this time, are servers. For the server, the positive polarity is to be of service, and the negative polarity is bondage, slavery. All those people who are trapped in jobs in which they're engaged in joyless striving year after year after year, that's a form of bondage. That's the negative polarity of the server. For the artist, the positive polarity is creation. The artists are the creators. The negative polarity is deception, imitation, artifice, You know, how many artists become famous not because they have any creative ability themselves, but because they're good at imitating others who do have it.
Mm-hmm.
The warrior, the third role, the positive polarity is persuasion. Persuasion. You know, this involves all those people who are in the military, politicians, business people, CEOs, corporations. They're all warriors. The positive polarity is persuasion. The negative polarity is coercion. You know, when we fail in the positive polarity, we go into the negative polarity. And
mm-hmm.
that's where we find coercion in the warrior
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing about these positive and negative polarities of these roles is that it's always in the positive polarity that we achieve good results.
Mm-hmm.
The negative polarity, we never achieve good results. But that's where we learn our lessons.
Okay, well, I'm listening to your roles. And so where are we as a society right now in the U.S.? I think
we're negative.
It's negative. Almost every one of these is a negative polarity.
Bondage, deception, coercion. This transition that's going on right now in the cycle of ages. You know, many people in society are aware of the fact that there are these cycles of ages that happen mm-hmm. every 26,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming to the end of one of them, according to Halemakua. And during this time, everything unravels. And, you know, I don't have to bring it up. I mean, everybody's aware of the fact that we're circling the drain. You know, look at the political world, the economic world, the religious world, the social world. Everything is unraveling.
Mm-hmm.
But this is because we're coming to the end of a cycle. And it was Makua's impression that we're moving from the fifth role, which is the role of expression, the role of the teacher, the role of the sage, into the sixth level, which is the role of the healer. And the role of the healer in the positive polarity is compassion. In the negative polarity, it's zeal. You know, think about all the evangelists and the
yep.
fundamentalists who make huge amounts of money in zeal. And they're in the negative polarity. There's no way that they can get a really good result in the negative polarity. But Makua saw that as a society, we now have the opportunity to step up into the sixth level, what he called the sixth level. And these are described fairly extensively in the book in a conversational mode. The sixth level is where we're going to really achieve our expression as healers, as compassionate priests, priestesses, you know, as medicine people. You know, we've got plenty of lawyers, we've got plenty of military people, we've got plenty of politicians and plumbers. What we really need now are more medicine people. And so in moving out of the old cycle, which was about the energy of the warrior, the energy of Ku and the negative polarity about coercion, you know, we're moving forward now. But it's always about choice. The sixth level is about choice. We can choose whether to move into this level or not. And this honors the law of free will. The law of free will is always preeminent. We're always given the opportunity to choose or not. And if we choose wisely, we'll get bumped up. If we choose unwisely, it just means that there's more lessons to learn. And Makua talked about this quite a lot. And this is something that we bring forward in the book. It has to do with the transformational community, the people who listen to your show, who read our books.
Mm-hmm.
The transformational community is the group of individuals who are really no longer interested in mainstream organized religion, although many still belong to religions, because religions are about community. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who are aware that at the center of our being exists the opportunity to have that direct, transcendent, transpersonal experience of the sacred realms that defines the mystic. In other words, it's no longer about belief systems, it's no longer about faith. It's about the next level up, which is about direct experience. And this is what my wife Jill and I bring people into connection with in our training workshops, and Makua was quite interested in this. So the transformational community, these are people who understand, for example, that there is more than one level of reality. There is the ordinary world that we see every day, and then there are the hidden worlds, where things don't work in the same way, the spirit worlds. These are people who understand that it's possible for us to go into these hidden worlds, to experience them directly ourselves, to come into relationships with the beings who reside there. These are the transpersonal forces that indigenous people call spirits. Hold on, I've got a cough coming. Hopefully that's it. The spirits, this, you know, has to do with the shaman. The shaman is an individual who learns usually early in life that they have the ability to trance very easily. And in the trance state, they don't become unconscious. Their conscious awareness expands, and they move into a realm which is inhabited by the spirits of our ancestors, the spirits of nature, the higher organizing intelligences. And through relationship with these beings, so to speak, the shamanic practitioner can do various things, initially on behalf of themselves, and then increasingly on behalf of others, becoming, in a sense, an intermediary between the physical world of form and the transpersonal world of spirit. And this really defines Halemakua, the kahuna. This was his job. He was one of these guys who used his own physical body and his mind to create a bridge between the physical world of form and the transpersonal world of spirit. And so he was constantly being followed around by this coterie of ancestors who were advising him on an ongoing basis. It was really kind of uncanny to be in his presence because, you know, in talking with him, we would discuss various metaphysical phenomena, which are included in the book, The Bowl of Light. And I would watch him momentarily blank out as he was connecting with his inner sources. And then he would reemerge and convey what had just been conveyed to him. This was an ongoing experience for him every day of his life.
Fascinating.
But the transpersonal community, the transformational community, these are people who understand that everything's connected to everything else by an underlying field of power or force. I think this is one of the reasons that the Luke Skywalker films, the Star Wars films, were so popular. You know, at the baseline, all of us understood quite clearly that the force is real.
Mm-hmm.
And Makua is one of those individuals who worked directly with that force in order to create various things. And we watched him do this. The interesting thing is,
you know what, we have to go on break. So I want to come back from break and talk a little bit more about the force and then also about what our role, you know, if we are to move to the positive polarity, which is compassion, and move to the next stage, what we in the transformation community ought to be doing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we return. Much gratitude and love to you, Dr. Hank Wesselman, for sharing with us this wonderful piece of work. And to you, Halemakua, for sharing this work with us. For West Coast folks, make sure to check out Hank's website, www.sharedwisdom.com. And for folks in California, he will be in the Esalen Institute in Big Sur on June 17th through the 22nd. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then make sure to go to iTunes and find the Fired Up with CJ show and get a free weekly subscription. We'll be right back.
Do you remember when we met? I knew you were my pet baby. I want to tell you, oh, how much I love you. Yes, I do.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-287. 2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Aloha and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and we have the pleasure of having Dr. Hank Wesselman, a paleontologist, who is sharing the insights that he got from his deep friendship and with Chief Holly Makua. And in the previous segment, we were talking about the transformational community, and specifically the roles that we have in the community and in society, and how, as part of the transformational groups, how the goal is, I think, is to move us closer to compassion versus zeal. Is that right? So the question for you really is, after listening to the second segment, is what do you see people who are in this transformation community, what do you see is the goal that we have, so that we can move to some of the positive polarities. So when we actually shift to this new cycle, that we're experiencing the positive.
Well, you know, the role that we're all moving toward, whether we're ready or not, is the seventh role, which is the role of the king, the queen, the chief. And the positive polarity of the chief is about self-mastery. You know, the chief is the one who's mastered all the other life roles. You know, the server, the artist, the warrior, the scholar, the sage, the priest, and then you come to the chief. That's the chief's job, according to Hale Makua, to create abundance for their people through relationship with nature. That's a very interesting statement, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
You know, considering how divorced Western people are from the natural environment.
Mm-hmm.
The chief's job is to create abundance through relationship with nature. So the chief and the positive polarity is about self-mastery. The chief is really the ultimate server. You know, if you look at Barack Obama, despite all political overlay, he's really an authentic chief.
Mm-hmm.
He's in service to all of us, not just the powerful and the privileged. And this is something which I think is very, very refreshing to find in our political arena today. That doesn't mean he hasn't made some mistakes and some bad judgments, some bad calls. But basically, he's doing a hell of a job. I truly hope that he's reelected because he is an authentic chief.
Mm-hmm.
Now, opposed to him is a man who I don't think is an authentic chief, although he talks the talk. But that's all political stuff. We don't want to get into that. The negative polarity of the chief is the tyrant. The tyrant is the one who wants it done their way and no way else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're the one who wants to be the only voice at the table. And we do see that in our political leadership as well. Those
mm-hmm.
who want to be the only voice at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So in moving up into these various life roles that we experience, it's very important to be focused on the positive polarity. And if not, you know, that just means, as we said, that there are lessons to learn.
Mm.
Makua was very interested in something which he called the ancestral grand plan. And there's a chapter in the book, The Bowl of Light, which is called the ancestral grand plan.
Mm-hmm.
This was, you know, something that was set into motion in his perspective by the ancestors. And that just doesn't mean his ancestors. It means all of our ancestors. It was set into motion millennia ago, and it's playing out in the world today for us to participate in or not. It's all about choice. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, the vision itself, and by association, this grand plan, he said it cannot be appropriated by any one group or culture. He said that the vision of the plan lies ever ahead of each aspirant once they step up to become a member of the spiritual hierarchy that serves as an evolutionary stairway. Now, although the word evolution is an anathema to many Christian people today, the fact is that the word evolution means change. And like it or not, everything is changing constantly, and that includes ourselves. So he was very interested in this concept of this evolutionary stairway and the fact that, you know, this plan belongs to all of us. So I asked him if he could say more about the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And his words, you know, quote, "The plan represents a united effort by the collective planetary spiritual hierarchy. It was originally initiated by and now is now supported by the ancestors, and it's designed to expand the consciousness of our children, our society, as well as humanity as a whole." In other words, it's about the expansion of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
It has two initial goals. The first is the expansion of each individual's horizons of thought, as well as the increasing and strengthening of our spirituality, our self-assurance, and our knowledge at all levels. This is necessary in order to clear up certain areas of doubt. And these doubts, in his perspective, were formidable adversaries to all of us because they keep us in confusion.
Mm-hmm.
As they create separation. This is something our politicians do masterfully. They keep us in confusion, and this creates separation. Makua used to proclaim with a great shout, "If you doubt, you're out," you know, and then he'd laugh, you know, with this tremendous boisterous laugh, and everybody would join him. But the second goal of the plan is to more closely link all of our spiritual elders with each other, both
wow.
as well as Western. To more closely link all of our spiritual elders with each other, with our family members, with our communities, and with the workers in the world. It's about creating connection rather than separation. This is the sixth level that we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating connection rather than creating separation. And to this end, it was his feeling that all of our elders, both indigenous and Western, must bring their personal groups of family members, students, spiritual aspirants, and colleagues into connection with each other.
Mm.
This needs to be done objectively, subjectively, intuitively, and eventually it will take place telepathically.
Wow.
You know, when we step on to become members of this spiritual hierarchy, our responsibilities include discovering what it is that we're meant to bridge into this world.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in addition to the gifts that we're here to offer, in
mm-hmm.
addition to our life roles and our own personal growth as an immortal embodied soul, in addition to our lessons that we're here to work on. It's about each one of us clarifying and refining the vision, for the vision itself permeates all of us, and it evolves and changes as we grow and change ourselves. So nothing is set in stone. not scripture, not sutras, not ceremony. And I think this is a very, very important point for all the literalists out there who believe that religious scripture is the be-all and the end-all. And if it isn't in the book, it isn't real and it doesn't have validity. I think that whole idea is going out the window in the transformational community.
Interesting. So there's lots for us to do. Maybe it sounds like we have an action item list, 10 miles deep. One, we have to figure out our role, right? Because you're saying that each of us has a role. And then within those roles, I'm trying to knit all these things together. Even within those roles, we're going to be challenged with life lessons that have us explore the negative polarity until we get it. And then we experience the positive polarity and I soon move to the next level. And then in addition, so we have to figure out our role. Then we have to figure out our lessons so that we can move up the ladder of possibilities. So like a video game.
Speaking personally, as many of your listeners may know, I'm a mainstream scientist. I work in the fossil man field. I work as a part of a team of international specialists in Ethiopia, excavating in the Rift Valley for the bones of the ancestors. I mean, this is one of the things that hooked Makua and I together. Mm-hmm. He was deeply involved with the ancestors, and he perceived that so was I. But I'm working on ancestors which are between 4 and 6 million years old.
Right.
These are those ancestors of Australopithecus that some people know about. But that's another story. But the fact is that here I was in my early 40s, okay, and I've climbed to the top of the ladder. I'm doing international research in my field. And there I am up on the top with all the mainstream players, the Leakey family, Don Johansson, the guy who found Lucy, Clark Hull, Tim White, the guy who's found Ardipithecus ramidus, which is probably the missing link, which I'm currently working on. And then the guys upstairs, all right, these higher organizing intelligences, decided to send in one of the big guys, one of the great spirits, to connect with me. And it happened in vision. That was the very first chapter of my book, Spirit Walker, when I was thrown into a visionary experience in which I was face to face with something that was absolutely formidable. Now, when you've had the direct experience, it changes you forever. And I suddenly realized that although I was at the top of the ladder was leaning against the wrong wall. And I had to start all over again at the bottom and work my way up. And so that's what I'm doing as a spiritual teacher and a writer of spiritual books. So I hope that, they've made a difference in the world. Do you feel that the ball of light made a difference in your life?
Oh, it absolutely did. It makes me, it actually clarified things. It clarified, and it's clarifying, and it's a synthesis of so many different books that I've read. And it did a very beautiful synthesis of a lot of spiritual books that I've read about all of these different topics. And having all that stuff contained in one book was really, for me, where I am on my journey right now, it just kind of solidified everything. So for me, it was a wonderful, wonderful book. And I think for other people too. So many thanks to you. Unfortunately, I have to go on break. But folks in the Pacific Northwest, make sure to check out Hank's upcoming event. He will be July 27th through 29th. He will be at, what is the name of the place? It's Brightbush
Hot Springs in Oregon.
It's really beautiful there. So to find out other workshops that Hank is teaching, make sure to check out www.sharedwisdom.com. And if you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then make sure to check out our shows on www.firedupwithcj.com. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First,
modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy-free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
And my lovely Margarita served me cool in a no beer. I'll be a fool in paradise if I'm a fool out here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fire It Up with CJ. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Dr. Hank Wesselman, a paleontologist, and we also have, in honor of Haley Makua, his margarita song, which does he like margaritas? And we are here talking about the book, the Bowl of Light. And we're going to shift gears a little bit right now, and we're going to start talking about Spirit Walker, because that's what just needs to happen. So tell us about your initiation from being a scientist into a spiritualist now. What happened to you? How did it happen?
Well, I was in my early 40s. I was living in Berkeley. I was finishing my PhD dissertation in anthropology. And one morning, on the heels of a joyous marital encounter, I always pause there for that
yes.
to sink in.
I got it.
I was precipitated into a visionary state of consciousness in which my physical body was invaded by feelings of power, feelings of force, feelings of pressure that could have been quite alarming if they weren't so exquisitely pleasurable. You know, I literally became as rigid as a stick of wood, couldn't move a muscle. My conscious awareness was fully on, fully functioning, and I found myself lying in bed next to my wife, precipitated into this visionary state in which I was in this dark forest at night. And as my conscious awareness began to move through the forest, I had a direct encounter with what traditional tribal people would call a spirit. And this one was quite formidable. It was at least 50 feet tall, and it looked like a black silhouette, head, shoulders, and then all the way to the ground, you know, like this huge dark keyhole standing under the trees. This spirit took me through the death experience. In retrospect, I have the feeling that I actually died and was taken out of body and shown the existence of power, which was beyond my wildest imaginings. I suddenly understood what shamans and mystics across the world were talking about. Then, having had this experience, I was put back in my body. My heart started beating again. And I came out of the state absolutely shattered psychologically. Now, if I've got this right, and I believe I do, this being with which I had connection is the one that they call the Angel of Death.
Wow.
Did you ever see the film Meet Joe Black?
No. But I understand who the Angel of Death is.
Meet Joe Black is a film about death who takes a vacation and comes into human form and has a very interesting encounter with a family here on Earth. Death was played by Brad Pitt. Well, in my encounter with the Angel of Death, he didn't look like Brad Pitt, but there's
too
no
bad.
Question in my mind that this is who this was. Well, I had several of these experiences, and I tried to talk to my anthropology colleagues about this, but they all patted me on the back and said, "Well, Hank, it's nice to know that somebody in the 60s inhaled." In other words, they treated me as an idiot, as an idiot savant.
Right.
And so I realized that I couldn't talk to people about these experiences.
Right.
But, you know, having had the experience, I wanted more. And I wanted it from the direct experience. I didn't want to read about it. I wanted to have it. But I couldn't seem to switch it on again. Then in 1985, my wife Jill and I and our first daughter moved to our small farm in Hawaii, where we lived for 4 years. And during this time, I had this ongoing series of visionary experiences characterized by the same paralysis, the same expanded awareness, in which my mind was brought into connection with a man who lives in the future. This is a man who lives roughly 5,000 years after the collapse of what we call Western civilization.
Mm.
And he lives somewhere on the western coast of North America. This is what my book Spirit Walker is about. My book Spirit Walker is about how I went crazy in Hawaii and began to have these spontaneous visions that would sometimes, I would be there merged with this man in this future level of time for 18, 20, 24 hours. And
wow.
Then I would sort of be transported back to my own body, lying in bed next to my wife. Only moments would have passed.
Oh, my
God. It was an absolutely extraordinary phenomenon. This book made a huge impression. As I said, it was published in 13 languages abroad and was a bestseller all over the place. It eventually became three books of a trilogy. The first was called Spirit Walker, the second Medicine Maker, and the third book is called Vision Seeker. And these books are about my connections with a man who may be my once and future self. In other words, he may be my descendant self, myself living in the future. This is a man of Hawaiian ancestry who lives on the western coast of North America, who engages on a journey of geographic investigation into the interior of the continent in search of what happened to us, to the great American civilization. And there he encounters the descendants of the once great North American civilization. It's really quite a goddamn interesting story, if I could just put it that way. You know, it just blew me away. I was not prepared to have these experiences at that time, but the book Spirit Walker, Medicine Maker, and Vision Seeker, those three books, record the details of this extraordinary adventure. And, you know, it's been very, very widely read. And for those who haven't read it yet, happy reading.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. I'm completely captivated by the thought of even reading these books. They sound fantastic. I feel like we have to have a whole nother episode after I read those three books so we can talk about in more details of your experience, because it sounds phenomenal. Thank you so much for being here. I know that you're incredibly busy. Thank you for making the time to share this incredible piece of work with us and inspire us to do more to continue our spiritual practice, because I think it's important, and to continue asking questions about the nature of the universe, who we are, and what our role is, which I think is one of the most important things we can be doing. Don't you?
Hey, that's what it's all about, man. And once we're on the path, there's no getting off. You're on the path.
I know.
You're on
up. That's
not
a sad thing.
But once you get on the path, man, it becomes the only game in town worth playing. Everything else pales by comparison.
I'm with you. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time and for your wisdom. And Haile Makua, thank you for sharing your beautiful piece of work. I know that you're out there listening to this. And much gratitude to you, Brian, at WBLQ. And join us next week when we talk to Dr. Lonnie Leary, when she shares practical advice on taking care of loved ones with terminal illness and how to handle eventual loss of your loved one. We'll make sure to find out about Hank's upcoming workshop at sharedwisdom.com. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you next weekend. Have a great one.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.